Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to Other Keto Bites Review of Shayna Madel, playing now at the Laguna Playhouse, March 13th through the 31st, 2024. In the case of a theatrical performance, bigger is not always better. It depends on the story you're trying to tell. Sometimes a vast base can create unique and complex challenges. I watched a Shayna Madel playing now at the Laguna Playhouse from March 13th through the 31st. The ample space on stage at the Laguna Playhouse seemed smaller and more compact than usual, closer but also expansive at the same time. Not only did the designers succeed in telling the story through the setting, but they also enhanced the performances without getting in the way. This intricately directed piece from David Ellenstein is an intimate portrait of a family dealing with the ramifications of the Holocaust. The story, A Shayna Madel, centers on two sisters, but it is essentially a play about a family and loss. It's set in 1946 after World War II, but there are many flashbacks. Rose Weiss, Eden Malin, is a young woman living in New York City. She meets her sister, Lucia, Zara Mahler, for the first time as an adult. Lucia and Rose were separated decades before. Rose, at the point a baby, went with her father to live in America. Baby Lucia and Mama Samantha Klein remained behind in Poland with plans to come over later. This never happens since the Nazis take over Poland and both Rose and Mama are put into concentration camps. The play chronicles their lives before and after the horrors of the Holocaust. What makes A Shayna Madel so distinctive as a story about the Holocaust survivors is that playwright Barbara LeBeau does exceptional work showing us what the immigrant experience looks like for so many people. Part of it is because of Lucia's character, and the other half is because of the actress, Zara Mahler. The acting. Lucia doesn't speak or understand much English, so many scenes are about Lucia and her American sister Rose, who knows very little Yiddish, trying to communicate and get to know each other. Instead of using a younger actress to play Lucia in the part, Mahler plays both roles. In the case of this play, it's such a brilliant idea. Through the flashbacks, Lucia speaks English, but we, the audience, understand she's speaking Yiddish. For the first time, we see Lucia not tortured by the atrocities of the Nazis, and we see who she is when she can express herself fully in her language. While Mahler plays one character in this play, it's like she plays three different people at different times, but all with a center of who she is. It's a phenomenal performance of a well-conceived character. The set design. Stephen Guilford's set design was everything this story needed and more. It's early, but at the moment it's one of the more impressive builds I've seen on stage this year. It's layered in every sense. The front of the stage was covered in a wooden paneled floor. The house is well kept, but with an old fanish finished look. At the back of the stage, a stretched out background of clouds is lit with different colored lighting. The lighting. This is the third time I've been really impressed with the lighting work for our production, and afterward I looked at my booklet, and under lighting designer it read Jared A. Sayegh. I had to laugh a little bit, but it's no laughing matter. In my experience, Sayegh doesn't miss, and the play was no exception. The lighting in this show was beautifully rendered. Overall, there is very little action or dramatic conflict to get your blood rushing, but it makes up for it with well-developed characters and interesting flashbacks. This ensemble put in the work, and it shows. I give A Shayna Madel a 9.2 out of 10. It's an exceptional show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.